God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name.
Unlearn. If you don't know what God's word said, and you hear even what I'm saying here, and you can't grasp it, unlearn and unstable, because you're going here, you're going there, you listen to this, you listen to that. Unstable in your mind. Listen, toss it to and fro. If any man lack wisdom, he's to ask God for it. Listen. James said, ask God for wisdom, who giveth it and upbraideth not. Because a double-minded man is unstable in what? Toss. You know what? I know what I believe. I don't care if somebody come here from Mars, praise God, can have wings flapping. I know what I believe. You've got to have this thing in you so you know what you believe. Otherwise, you can have somebody knocking at your door, sitting down, and then bringing their own translation, and have you sitting there, and you say, well, just because they come to my house, and I don't have to go out there, they must be from God. And here you are, I can stay and study in the comfort of my home. They will knock your door down. Yeah. They'll come, praise God, stand on the street corner, have a magazine, and you paying them to read what somebody else has said. Not only that, let me tell you what else. They'll ride a bicycle in tubes. Come on down your street, clean white shirt, black pants, and a black tie. I know what I'm talking about. Amen. Listen, they've been to my house, knock on my door, and I know I believe and ask God. This is what they said to me. You study. So they didn't leave it like that. They brought back the big guns. They went and they came back. They must have had some kind of side by conversation. You know what? We went to her. So you got to go back. I just let them say what they had to say. And when they finish, I asked them one question. Well, what do you say about Jesus? What do you say about Jesus? You told me about Eddie White, and you told me about Muhammad, and you told me this. Well, what do you say about Jesus? Because you do have people. Mary, Eddie, B, and food, you know, all these different people that had these dreams. This man came to me, he was from the Mormon, he came to me and said that, what is his name? The man's name was Smith. I said, well, John Smith, what is it? Joseph Smith. I'm just telling you, listen, he had a dream. And I'm sitting there listening, he had a dream. Out in his backyard, he saw two men. He saw two men. And, you know, that's how he got his revelation. They were like two angels. Now, and I'm already know what the Bible said. If an angel come and he give you any other gospel than what's written in him, let him be accursed. I'm listening. But my mind goes back. We don't study. My mind goes back, praise God, when it was a man of God. God had told him, said, listen. Told this man of God to go down and went to prophesy to the prophet. The prophet got ready to slap him in his face because he didn't want to hear it. Y'all better hear what I'm telling you. And while he raised his hand, his arm froze in the air. Then he hit the man of God because he was telling him what God said. And there are those who reject God's word. I'm going to tell you something. It's a dangerous thing to reject God's word. Hallelujah. You can't put God in no vacuum. You can't limit God. God will use whomever he will. And listen. And he'll use it even if he doesn't have to ask you to use you. He went to hit this man of God. You can read this, I believe it is. It's in the book of 1 Kings chapter 13. But he went to hit him. And Jeroboam was the king. And afterward, the Lord told this man, you got to pray for Jeroboam. Because the man he went to hit, God had to pray that he restore his hand. Well, now listen. Now God told him, said, don't eat in that city. All right. When you give this man the word that I give you, get out of that city. That was a false prophet. Yes. Had overheard what had been said. He got himself together. He came and he saw the real prophet and told him that God had told him to eat there. All he had to say was, no thank you. But see, you can talk too much. Well, I was told not to eat in this city. You didn't have to tell him all of that. I don't have to show you all this because some people don't believe it. So if I tell you, it's in the book, like I'm going to show you in a minute what happened in 2 Samuel here. So stay with me. Amen.
Amen.
Where we left off at. We step all back and okay, we're still in Peter. All right, let's go to Peter. Now we're around verse 16. No, I'm around verse 17. I'm in 2 Peter chapter 3 and I think he's finished 15. So let's go back. 14. 15. Now we're on 16. As also in all his epistles. Now this is Peter talking about whom? Paul. But I want to show you something before I go on. Let me show you this. This is why I want to go to 15. Make this point. He said, an account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. Now let me show you something. What did he call Paul?
Brother.
He called him his brother. He didn't call him Pope Paul. He didn't call him Bishop Paul. He didn't call him Reverend Paul. He didn't call him Dr. Paul. He didn't call him Mr. Paul. They called him Paul. Now listen. If you are my brother, what makes you my brother? No, don't try to get deep on me. My brother, no. Christ doesn't make you my brother. I'll help you so I can go on. Same mama. In other words, good. Came from the same womb. Let me give you a little lesson, a little Greek lesson. Was born through the same womb. That's how you got to be my brother. In the sense that you are spiritual brothers and sisters, you call each other brothers and sisters because you were both begotten from the womb of grace. Hallelujah. That's why you call your brother, because you were begotten from the same womb of grace. My God, if you study the word. And when God was giving me that as I was studying his word, I said, my God, that's why you call me your brother. That's why you call me your sister. We came from the same womb, the womb of grace. God birthed us. Hallelujah. You had to be born again like I had to be born again. So our second birth, hallelujah, supersedes your first birth. Your first birth was by the blood. But your second birth is through the Spirit. Hallelujah. So he called him Brother Paul. Begotten by the same Spirit. Oh, glory to God. Now let's go on so you're going to see this. This is around verse 16. Again, the latter part, it said, because they were unlearned and unstable, they wrestled, as they do also other scriptures unto their own what?
Destruction.
They wrestle because you know how you receive God's word? By faith. And they're wrestling because they don't want to even receive it because it's against their own doctrine. Listen to what he said. This is around verse 17. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also being led away with, watch it, error of a wicked, falling from your own steadfastness. But you are to, listen, you are to grow where?
In grace.
And in the knowledge of whom? To him be glory both now and what?
Ever.
You got to grow in the knowledge of Christ.
Yes.
It's one thing, praise the Lord, everybody. I just want to thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've been saved all day long. You got to grow.
Amen.
You don't need to pretend and be a phony. If you serve it, God, you're going to go through something.
Yes.
All of your testimony won't be on the mountaintop.
Yes.
God will give you some valley experiences.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because he promised whether you're on the mountaintop or in the valley, I will leave. So if you're in the valley, the only way you get to the mountaintop, I got to be with you.
Yeah.
If you're on the mountaintop, even when you go through the valley, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow death, thou art what?
With me.
Oh, that's God.
He with me.
Yes.
He with you. We just forget it. Hallelujah. We just forget it, that God is with us. Listen, at that situation you was in, you didn't get out because you could talk so fast and because you had the biggest gun. You didn't get out because you had your six shooter. You got out because you had a good God. That stayed the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. Because you can't sleep and watch over yourself at night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And your iron bars and your dormant pit and your pit bulls, they didn't keep you. He that keepeth Israel, neither was. God kept you. The more you know about him, praise God, the more you want to know. I thank you, Jesus. The Bible says the goodness of God leadeth men to repentance. That's what you saw here. That's why I want to tell you about repentance. The goodness of God. When you think about how good God has been, that ought to have you sitting up in here saying, Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Because the wages of sin is death. So if you were here, that means what? God gave you another chance. Because you ought to be dead. Hallelujah. Goodness of God. Goodness of God. I'm not getting to it tonight, but I'm going to have to show you some stuff. Praise God. In the Old Testament, how they would lay their hands upon their animals. Amen. How your sin were transferred. It's just a good word. Go to me. Second Samuel chapter 13. Second Samuel chapter 13. This is good. Remember, God can't lie. God can't die. God can't change. God can't deny himself. In other words, there's some things that God can't do. I know we want us. God can do anything but fair. God, there's some things God can't do. He can't lie. Titus 1 and 2 say he can't lie. He can't die. Psalms 90. He's from everlasting to what? He can't die. Paul told Timothy he can't deny himself. Hallelujah. Malachi 3 and 6 said he can't change. We serve a good God. Amen. If you got your book, go with me in 2 Samuel chapter 13. Amen. You know, as I was studying this today, my God, we're going to see how much of this we can get. I saw in this as I was studying conspiracy, deceit, lies, scheming, pretense. I'm gonna lie. And I saw when people say they're your friend, and my God, who you listening to? My God, what kind of advice you're giving, saying that you're a friend? And then you say you're somebody's friend, you run with them for a while, then you start running with them, you get with somebody else, and you tell about all the things they did, but you don't tell what you did. And now you've gotten them, praise God, the person you hook it up with. Now I want to say to anybody you hook it up with, watch you. Because if you're talking about me with the friend I used to be with when I was with you, it's just a matter of time. Something you don't know about me unless you are my friend. Hallelujah. If you're my friend, you get close to me. And then you find things out about me. Lord, have mercy. I was studying this. I said, oh my God, help me to be the kind of friend. Sister Dorothy and I met Sister Dorothy back over 30 some years ago. I know 40 some years ago. Almost 40 some years ago. We have our ups and our downs. We don't always agree. But one thing I know, she my friend. I'm her friend. We have our knockout drag out. Sometimes I say, girl, don't say that. Don't do that. And we're the kind of friend that we can do the same thing. She can tell me the same thing. And we've had our down. And there's some things she'll say about me behind my back. That's some things I'll say about her behind her back. But I still love her. She's still my friend. She knows she can trust me. It is almost fatal when you have somebody you can't trust. Because you're afraid to turn your back. Now listen at this for the word. It came to pass after this, and after this was what we had that took place in chapter 12. David, by the way, had committed a sin. That's just one, because I'm going to tell you something. You know, sin don't come in isolation one. If you commit a sin, it's something else you've done to cover that sin. Let's use Adam and Eve, okay? Now, Adam and Eve disobeyed God. So it started with disobeying God, the voice of God. So disobeyed God. Right. When you disobey God's word, that means somebody, and you obey somebody else, that means God's word didn't have the preeminence. And so somebody else's word was over what God's word said. God told Adam what not to do. But Eve made a suggestion. But Satan made a suggestion to her. See, you got to know who you're listening to. That's why I keep telling you who you're listening to. I've been teaching this. Who are you listening to? The four voices. Have I been telling you this? Your voice. You can talk yourself into something. Nobody else is around. Well, I think I'll get up and I'll go see for myself. And then there you're riding on town all night long. Say, ouch, pull your toes up under your pew, because I'm coming down it right now. And you're riding and you're looking. And then the next day, somebody else can talk to you. You'll be listening at them. Girl, you know you're crazy. I wouldn't take that. Oh, boy, come on, go with me. Man, I know how we can make up some quick money. All that old stuff. Somebody else's voices. And then there's the voice of the enemy. That's Satan. He will give impression in your mind. You know, they don't love you anyway. Why don't you just go and take your life? Why don't you all just go and do this? I mean, let's listen. And then, what do you do? Yeah. Prince of the power there. And then God voice. You got to fight with all those voices. I want to hear what he has to say. Watch this. It came to pass after this that Absalom was the son of David. He had a fair sister. She was a good looking sister. Her name was Tamar. And Amnon was the son of David. He loved her. Now he loved her. Stay here. Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, but she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. Now listen, it started off as a thought. So he was doing good till he, watch this, till he cast that thought down. He knew she was a virgin. He loved her, but he had the thought in his mind, I can't do anything to her. So it would have been all right if we could have stayed right there. Are you hearing me? It would have been all right if it could have just stayed right there where she was a virgin. He thought it hard for him to do anything. He thought about it. It's hard to do anything to him. But look at the next verse. Expert. But Amnon. Help me read.
Hey, Tim. Good morning. Hey, can you come on down here and stay for
it? It could have stopped. In verse 2. But he had a friend. Listen at this. Whose name was Jonadab. He was the son of Shema, David's brother. Jonadab was a very salty man. He said unto him, he's sly, why art thou being the king's son lean from day to day? Wilt thou not tell me? And Amnon said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. They had the same daddy, but they had different mothers. He said, I love her. Jonadab said unto him, said, lay thee down on your bed and make yourself sick. And when your father come to see you, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come in and give me meat, that means some food, and dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it and eat it at her hand. This is the friend telling him how to set up his sister. But let me tell you something. See, when you start setting up people, you include other folks. He include his daddy. He include the sister. And when it's all over with, you're going to find that the other members, listen, it's going to end up causing death to other folks. Listen, sin ain't no game. Hallelujah. Sin is no game. You think you got away with it, but that seed is there. And that spirit is there. Stay with me. You got to see. Watch this. This is around verse 4. Verse 5. And Jonadab said unto him, said, lay thee on your bed, make yourself sick. And when your father come to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat and dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it and eat it at her hand. So Ammon lay down. Now, he took his friend what? Okay. He lay down. He made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, that's his daddy, David. Ammon said unto the king, said, I pray thee, let Tamar, my sister, come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight that I may eat at her hand. I can imagine saying, Daddy, let Tamar, let her come in. Make me a couple of cakes. And my hand. Pretending. Deception. Listen at this. This is now round verse 7. And then David sent home to Tamar, saying, go now to your brother Ammon's house and dress him meat. So Tamar went to her brother Ammon's house, and he was laid down. And she took the flour. She kneaded it. She made cakes in his sight. And she did bake the cake. She took a pan. She poured them out before him. But he refused to eat. Ammon said, have out all men from me. They went out every man from him. But what he said, I just want to keep you here. Get everybody else out of here. And if I go on, I'm going to say this. Say this to you as a parent. And say this to you that's sitting here, young men, young women. God made your body. Amen. And God has the right to tell you what to do with your body. Your body is a temple for the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Read that. Verse 19. Your body is for the Holy Spirit. And so what you got here, you got to know behind this is bad advice. But who's behind bad advice? The enemy. The enemy. It's a setup. Now, once she wasn't sick, and she came in, and he didn't eat. Now he told his daddy to get her here because he wants something to eat. But she comes in, prepared the food, and he didn't eat. It's a setup. I believe David was reluctant by letting her go, but he did anyway. Watch what he said around verse 10. Ammon said unto Tamar, bring the meat into the chambers, that I may eat of thine hand. Now he had already said he wouldn't harm, he wouldn't eat. Remember that? Okay. Tamar took the cakes which she had made. She don't know what's been happening. Brought them into the chamber to Ammon her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her. And he said unto her, come, lie with me, my sister. And she answered him, nay, my brother, do not force me. But no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. Now another reason why she didn't want this to happen is because God had prophesied, he had made a prophecy way back in Genesis in chapter 3 when he said the seed of the woman was going to bruise the head of the serpent. Every Jewish woman wanted a child, a man child. Even Eve herself, when she knew that she had conceived a man child, she just knew this was a man child. But you remember, murder came up and Cain killed Abel. So she knew that that couldn't have been the child. But God, hallelujah, the Bible said in the fullness of time, she got pregnant again. This time she had a son. His name was Seth. Because God had already said the seed of the woman. Women don't have seed. See, now some of you may not even find this passage, one that you want to hear, but everything point back to what God has said. And back in Genesis, like I said, he had said this. So if you look throughout the word of God, you're going to see Satan done everything he could to stop the seed from coming. Even down to, praise God, the time when Christ was born, there was a decree that went out that all babies from 2 years old and under be murdered. Satan, this is what Jesus said in John chapter 8. He is not only a thief, he is the father of lies. He is a murderer. He was a murderer from the beginning. So if you don't see it, it's because you haven't been studying God's word. Because throughout the book, you're going to see. He came in the form of a snake. He slithered his way all the way through the pages of the book. He'll slide right on into your life. You got to be aware of his cunning devices. Because he take on different personalities. He knows a little bit about the word. He know what God has said, but he takes out. He take out a word here, a word there. And God has told you about that. Don't add. Don't take away. Because if you do, all the plagues in here come up on you. That's the book. And so I said, well, I didn't know this book been here all the time. Now you might have spent more time reading Jet and Ebony and Cosmetology and Playboy. Do I need to go on? And Mademoiselle and Good Housekeeping. Do I need to go on? Entrepreneur, Rolling Stone. Do I need to go on? Guess what they call the Bible? What they call it? Two words. The good book was another one. Holy Bible. Holy, good. The good holy book. Watch this. Go back. What verse one is it? Honey, only I don't love you here. I know. Okay. I'm on verse 13. The woman said, no, I'm not. Hold on a minute. Okay. All right. Verse 13. I'll go with you. And I, whether shall I cause my shame to go? In other words, if you do this, where my shame going to go? And as for you, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, this is what he said, I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. How be it? He would not hearken unto her voice. But being stronger than she, he forced her. And he lay with her. Now, I wish I could stop there. But the story doesn't stop there. Let's keep going. Verse 15. Then Ammon, I want you to see now. Sin doesn't just come and just warn. All right. And then Ammon hated her exceedingly. This is after he had finished with her. Remember, before he loved her. So that the hatred wherewith he hated her, it was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. And Ammon said unto her, arise and get out of here. Love will give you a ring. Lust will give you a country.
And see, it's all because you.
Real love will give you a ring. Lust will give you a compliment. That's what you'll find your friend doing. They'll give you that type of advice. Protect yourself. stay with me.
All right, now, go ahead.
Hallelujah. And I told him this Sunday morning. See, by the way, if you're here, this was a lesson that I shared with the church. And I said, I told the church, I said, God has given me his word for the body. Did I say that? I told him this. Young man, you can be looking and say, wow. Standing there, she hot. I told him this, but I want you to remember this. Hell is hotter. Just don't forget that. Hell is hotter than she is. Okay, or he is. Watch what he said on verse 18. She had a garment of diamonds, I mean different colors on her. But with such robe were the king's daughter. Now, that was his daughter. Now remember, he was not her biological brother. Stay with me because you're going to see how this thing play out. Back in verse 18 again. She had a garment of diver's color upon her, for with such robes were the king's daughter that were virgin apparel. Now look what going to happen here. The virgin had a certain apparel that she wore. Now she's violated. And she got to do what now? She got to change clothes. Stay with me. Let's see your sin. We'll find you out. Look what the Bible says now. This is around verse 19. Well, I think we finished 18. We finished 18. That's right. She was a virgin. Put on the virgin apparel. Then his servant brought her out and bolted the door after her. In other words, they took her out and locked the door. He was through with her. I hope this is getting through to somebody. Because the spirit of Amnon has not left the earth. There are those, when they finish with you, they have nothing else for you. Hear what I'm saying to you. Hallelujah. Listen to what he said. This is now around verse 19. Tamar put ashes on her head. That's mourning. And she rent her garment. That means she's grieved. Of divers colors that was on her. And laid her hands on her head. And she went crying. Watch this. Her real brother. They got the same mom and same dad now. Now I'm telling you, listen. And Absalom, her brother, said unto her, has Amnon, your brother, been with thee? He knew, because he probably made some kind of remark, you know what, just as women looks good. That's all. So he said enough for him to know that he had a liking for this girl. Look what verse 20 says. Has been with thee? But hold now your peace, my sister. This is what he said. She crying. She didn't have. This is what he said. Look. Don't say nothing about this to anybody. That's what a brother said. Hold your peace. Don't tell nobody. Now watch this. This is around. What verse am I on? On verse 20. Absalom, her brother, said unto her, has Amnon, your brother, been with thee? But hold your peace now, my sister. He is your brother. Regard not this statement. So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. That means she was isolated. But when King David, now you got to hear this, when King David heard of all these things, he was very wroth. Absalom spake unto his brother Amnon, neither good nor bad. For Absalom hated Amnon because he had forced his sister Tamar. Now listen, he concealed the way he felt. He hated him, but he didn't know. He was bitter. He didn't speak good, he didn't speak bad. And I don't know whether I don't know whether tonight to do something.
God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. We got to stop here. You've been listening to Dr. Davis. Glory to God. Have some little technical difficulties on the CD. That's right. There is some CDs roaming around. We just thank God that they're still available. Glory to God. So we can transport them. Hallelujah. From CD to Spotify to podcast. But we thank God for you. We thank God for you listening. We will come back later on and give you more of the word of the Lord, from the vessel, the woman of God. In Jesus' name, God bless you and keep you. Amen.